The following is a production of the Conscious Evolution Institute and HGH.TV. Cerestem approved by the Food and Drug Administration as a treatment for HIV-related cachexia. Cerestem is the only human growth hormone medical treatment approved by the FDA for the treatment of muscle wasting associated with the HIV virus. Cerestem has been shown to increase muscle mass and stabilize and increase healthy weight, while also reducing fatigue and increasing endurance for physical activity. Cerestem history. 17 years ago, Cerestem was fast-tracked for approval by the Food and Drug Administration. Any drugs which offer a new and unique treatment option for patients with severe and critical ailments can qualify for the streamlined version of the FDA approval process. After being placed in this approval track, Serono began a large-scale study in order to fully evaluate the usefulness and safety profile of Cerestem HGH for HIV wasting. This medical trial was double-blind in nature and controlled by placebo. In addition to this, the large-scale clinical trial also involved numerous independent medical facilities. The results of this trial corroborated with initial small-scale trials which hinted at the beneficial usefulness of Cerestem for this purpose. FDA-facilitated HGH research showed that Cerestem was able to both stimulate the production of lean muscle as well as significantly reduce fatigue in patients suffering from HIV-related wasting. In addition to quantitative benefits related to Cerestem HGH, patients also felt that the benefits provided by Cerestem were significantly qualitatively beneficial as well. Muscle atrophy among worst symptoms of HIV and AIDS. Lean muscle wasting is one of the most detrimental symptoms of the HIV virus, and Cerestem has been proven to alleviate or reverse the effects of this devastating condition. Stronger muscles and decreased fatigue give the body more resources to fight off other symptoms associated with the HIV virus, increasing overall health outcomes for those that suffer from HIV. Although antiretroviral medications have the ability to alleviate many of the debilitating symptoms of the HIV virus, it is clear that Cerestem provides an additional benefit that retroviral drugs alone cannot alleviate. Combining these HIV drugs with Cerestem allows patients to live a healthier life that is closer to normal. Pitfalls of cachexia due to HIV. HIV-related wasting disease is a disease which becomes progressively worse over time without treatment. The negative effects of lean muscle atrophy degrade the human body over time and rapidly increase mortality rates over time without treatment. HIV wasting is a metabolism disease which leads the body to burn organ and muscle tissue for energy. This process is a physiological response to negative stimuli associated with the HIV virus. Even though the human body still has stores of usable fat, the HIV virus tricks the body into burning vital muscle tissue rather than fat tissue. Because of this, patients suffering from HIV-related cachexia have a viciously imbalanced body fat percentage, as the body burns structural muscle rather than emergency fat. Lean muscle is a blanket term which refers to a number of types of tissue throughout the body, including organ tissue, the muscles themselves, and blood cells within the cardiovascular system. Decreased lean muscle mass vastly increases the risk of extreme physiological exhaustion, illness, and infection, which can overwhelm the weakened immune system of an HIV patient and vastly decrease both their quality of life as well as their long-term odds for survival. Cerestem was designated as an orphan drug treatment for HIV-related muscle wasting by the Food and Drug Administration in 1991. HIV-AIDS Study Protocol. The final seal of approval for Cerestem human growth hormone replacement treatment was granted as a result of dose-variable, double-blind, randomized, large-scale medical study, which was funded directly to assess the benefits of Cerestem HGH treatments. This clinical trial included 757 patients, which all suffered from wasting as a result of HIV or AIDS. Subjects were not limited to the United States, and international medical facilities and patients also participated. Patients were either provided Cerestem growth hormone injections on a daily basis, or provided injections daily, half of which were Cerestem, half of which were placebo. A third group simply received placebo injections. HIV-AIDS research results. Both groups received injections for an identical period of time and then were physiologically assessed at the end of the initial treatment period. Researchers found that patients that received daily HGH injections had significantly increased levels of lean muscle in comparison to the other subset of patients, which only received half a dose. Both of these groups of patients benefited significantly in comparison to a third group which simply received placebo injections. In both experimental groups, patients could receive the benefits of Serostim subcutaneous injections in their everyday life. All of the patients that completed the first 3 months of the controlled clinical trial maintained treatment beyond the initial phase of clinical study. Of the 646 patients that completed the initial study, 548 remained in treatment for an extra 3 months. Among all of these patients, the benefits of Serostim on muscle mass maintenance continued to accrue. As of today, Serostim recombinant HGH therapy is the only HGH treatment that the Food and Drug Administration has approved for the treatment of HGH-related cachexia. The dose recommended by the FDA is 0.1 mg per kilogram for each day. For patients that weigh more than 55 kilograms, the maximum dose is 6 mg of Serostim per day. Patients that are at increased risk of side effect should be prescribed half of a normal dose per week, provided every other day. HGH caused relatively few side effects. For the most part, Serostim produces very few side effects. The most reported side effects of treatment were edema, as well as non-severe joint and muscle pain. Any side effects are directly related to the size of the dose, and side effects eventually subsided either as treatment continued or with a reduction in dose size. In a very small minority of patients, issues related to glucose tolerance occurred, including the exacerbation of insulin sensitivity or the uncovering of underlying type 2 diabetes. In some of these latter patients, insulin treatments either had to be initiated or adjusted as a result of treatment. Patients with HIV wasting disease with a history of diabetes or insulin sensitivity should be closely monitored during HGH treatment. HGH high dosage AIDS treatment. It should be noted that the human growth hormone dosage used to treat HIV-related cachexia is significantly higher than that used to therapeutically treat adult onset human growth hormone deficiency. Generally, the dose used in order to treat HGH deficiency is between 1 and 2 IU per day, which is far less than the 6 mg per day generally prescribed to patients dealing with severe cachexia. Human growth hormone has an amazing capacity to stimulate the maintenance and development of lean muscle tissue in at-risk patients, and in the future, there is no doubt that human growth hormone replacement therapy will be found highly beneficial for a number of other medical disorders as well. This article was a production of HGH.TV and the Conscious Evolution Institute. If you found this article informative, we encourage you to visit our website or give us a call today. Thank you very much.